Hey, Kara Oosteros here with realagriculture.com. I am here today at the Western Canadian Crop Production Show in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. And I have here with me two out of four brand new inductees to the Sask All Hall of Fame, Bob Tyler and the Honorable Grant Devine. How is it going today?
We're good.
It's a good day, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. It is an exciting day indeed. So, Bob, I'm going to start with you. Do you want to highlight for us just a quick little scope of your career here?
Oh, that's interesting. I'm a career academic. I mean, I've been with university for 32 years, I guess, and 10 years at NRC before that. So I've had a teaching and research program in crop utilization, grain crop fractionation for all those years. And got into pulse crops about 30 years ago, fractionation and utilization. And, of course, we're seeing a lot of interest in pulses now. It wasn't so interesting to the industry 20 years ago, but, I mean, timing is everything. And I've done other things. I mean, I sat on the Agri-Food Council for the province for 12 years and involved with AgWest Bio and Sask Ag Grads and Institute of Agrologists. And I've been an academic administrator for 16 years out of those 32. While doing the other stuff. So I've done a lot of things. I've been privileged to have those opportunities. And every once in a while, I guess somebody thought I did a pretty decent job. And so that's why I'm here today, I guess.
Yeah, it's a fascinating career to say the least. I also have here with me Mr. Grant Devine, who was a premier of Saskatchewan for most of the 80s, correct?
Correct, yeah.
So do you want to tell me a bit about your history as well and kind of what has led you to this point?
Well, it's a little similar to Bob's. I grew up on a farm with grain and livestock and then went to the U of S and then went to the U of A and then went to Ohio State University as an economist. And I always thought we could add more value to the raw products that we produce here. So rather than just sell grain, we can sell flour, we can sell split peas, we can add various kinds of value. So it was a little frustrating in 1978 when I didn't see any of that happening here and I was a professor. And so I ended up getting into politics and said, if I do happen to win, we're going to add a lot of value. So we built fertilizer plants, we built paper mills, we built a rural gas distribution system, we manufactured, we started AgWest Bio to bring the science together with the entrepreneurs, and the multiplier effect of AgWest Bio is about $1.2 billion or more. So it's been quite an interesting ride. When you combine politics and anything, politics usually wins. You can be successful and you get credit for it. If you lose, you bear the burden yourself. So you have to have kind of tough skin. But it's great to be with Bob here and back at the university on the Board of Governors and continue to do the things I think we both love to do.
Now, I'm hearing you both kind of say what an honor this is to be able to be inducted. Do you want to talk a bit about why that is?
Well, you look at who's in the Hall of Fame now. I mean, that's a pretty impressive group, right? And to know that somebody thinks that you belong with that group, man, that's a thrill, actually. And just to know that somebody out there thinks you've done something worthwhile, I mean, it's worth a lot of hard work and a lot of time spent. And so it's just being part of the group, really.
Yeah, I would say that what impressed me about the Saskatchewan Agriculture Hall of Fame is the sort of pioneer determination. All the past members had that kind of grit. They weren't afraid to step up, take some risk, as farmers do, but they take it in science and in research. And in new ideas and new ways that you can do things and believe in the science. So it's part of a pioneering attitude, you know, like they run up against something, but like my grandfather used to say, don't say whoa in a mud hole, right? Slap them on the butt, get through that mud hole and keep going. Mm-hmm. That attitude built Saskatchewan and is continuing to build Saskatchewan.
Now, obviously, you guys are not short on accomplishments, but in each of your eyes, what is your most important accomplishment?
Well, in my case, I think I was lucky enough to get elected for two terms and make some pretty significant historic changes, like supporting the North American Free Trade Agreement. Today, at that time, people didn't particularly like it. Today, they 100%, they say we can trade with anybody. And Saskatchewan people are very good at trade. So that attitudinal change is probably the biggest thing that I think our government probably brought to Saskatchewan.
I had some great mentors as a graduate student and got involved in things like pulse crop fractionation really early on. and you keep doing it because you can get money, because, I mean, that was in vogue back in about 1990 to do value-added work. And so that's why I left NRC and came over to the university. But, I mean, so it's about, you know, making a contribution, and you get involved in things, and that's how you end up, I think, sometimes in the Hall of Fame, is you get involved where most people don't want to, and you do those extra things. And if you do any kind of a credible job at all, people ask you again, and then you get asked again, and it kind of builds into things like this, I guess, once in a while.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've got to ask, what's next? Anything coming down the docket in the near future?
Well, we're both still busy. I'm busy on the Board of Governors at the university, and I'm involved in several ag tech projects as a chairman and as a director, and I just enjoy it. And today I met some students that I had in 1970, yes, and they're telling me, well, thanks, you know, I went on to do something particularly interesting and productive, and that feels good. I like to teach, but I also don't like to quit. I mean, there's a lot of things that... It's a very exciting time to be in Saskatchewan in the food business. Very, very exciting. So there's going to be a lot of changes, and most of them are going to be for the good.
Well, and I think we all know a little too well that agriculture isn't something we could just quit, because it is a lifestyle indeed. So, Bob, you mentioned that pulse production is nothing like it was 20 years ago. What do you see going forward? What does the future of pulse production look like to you?
Well, I think we're going to see a lot more utilization, a lot more consumption, and that will contribute to production as well. I mean, I think there's lots out there now to process into the things that we're using them for, but I mean, it'll keep growing. We'll have more pulses, different pulses. Grant, you mentioned chickpea earlier. The lots we can do with chickpea, fava beans on the horizon. Lupin people are talking about, so it's not just pea and lentil anymore. So it'll keep increasing. We have plant breeders, and plant breeders are never out of work, because you always have to keep up with the environment and bring in new crops. And so I don't know where I'm headed next, because I plan to retire this year. And
he won't retire.
I have opportunities. I haven't decided what to do yet. I just want to rest for a month or two and then do something else. But, I mean, it's been a long haul. I mean, I've been at the university for 32 years, I think, at NRC for 10. Time flies when you're having a good time, and sometimes even when you're not. But, I mean, you just get caught up in it. Had a great run.
So any messages for any young producers that might be entering or in the early stages of the agribusiness industry?
Well, it's not going away. So if you want a strong industry, I mean, we need food and energy. And Saskatchewan is food, energy, fertilizer. We have it all. And so there's a bright future. Get good education. Find your niche. Do something that you love to do, because you'll be much more competitive than if you're doing something you don't like to do. So find your niche. Go for it. And you can get lots of help. There's lots of people like Bob and myself and others that have been involved for decades and decades. And we need interesting young people that have ambition. Go for it. Give her snooze.
Agriculture touches everything, right from the environment to the production end, through the environment on the food processing waste side or the packaging waste. And so incredible opportunities that we didn't realize for years, that I don't think we told students even that those opportunities were there. But I mean, the key to success really is to, you can't necessarily be smarter than everybody else, but you can work harder. And it's all about working hard and persevering. And I mean, that's where you'll get to where you want to go. It doesn't matter what you do.
Okay, thank you very much for your time. And once again, congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.